Good morning, all, and welcome to the online worship service of Christ Restoration Church. This is Pastor Doug chiming in for just a moment with a few words for you before you begin working through your worship guide. I guess the first thing that I should say is that I'm just really grateful for all of the dynamic technology that we've been benefiting from during this time, just allowing us to stay connected in the ways that we have. It's been significant as far as I'm concerned, all things considered. And the other thing that I'm so thankful for is just all the behind the scenes work that goes into these online services and meetings. There's just been a lot of people doing great work on this stuff. Super thankful for that. However, with that being said, just like you perhaps, I am hoping and I'm praying and just looking forward to a time when we can set this whole format aside and get back to meeting together in the flesh, right? And I wish I could tell you when that will be, but I can't because I simply don't know. I think we need to just take this thing one week at a time, like we have been, and take our cues from the experts and continue to do our best to make wise choices that are in the best interests of all people. So I guess I would say just stay tuned on that, and please remain patient. Let's maintain that posture of perseverance in Christ that we've been talking about as we continue to navigate these things. But at the same time, let me pair that with something else. Let's also maintain that same appetite for being together as a church body. It's a kind of a tricky balance, isn't it? And this is just some of that very real and natural tension that comes with following Jesus. But still, maintain that appetite, okay? I mentioned to some of you who joined us for a community group gathering on Zoom this past Thursday that I have been finding myself increasingly just looking so forward to singing God's praises with you all again. It's been a long time. I miss it. And here's another one for you. It's been a long time since we've gathered to worship at the Lord's table in a physical way together. These are two, if you think about it, two significant ways that this strange time has served as a kind of exilic experience, exile for us and for much of the church around the whole world. Now, if you've been joining us at our Zoom meetings on Sunday afternoons, late morning after completing the worship guide at home, then you may already know that we have worshiped at the Lord's table in a virtual way on two occasions. And I've done a bit of teaching on that as we've done that. And it was more about this tension that we find ourselves in. That's what I was talking about. Worshiping in this way is incomplete, right? There's something about it that should leave us feeling unsatisfied, and yet I believe we need it, as imperfect as it surely is. And in part, this is why we both have and haven't worshiped at the Lord's table during this time. We've needed to both maintain our appetites and meet our appetites during this exilic experience, if that makes sense. Hopefully it does. I'm hoping it does. Now, with this very thing in mind, it was proposed by Pastor Don that we as a group of churches possibly take a Sunday to consider the Lord's table, to make it the subject of our message and to really concentrate on it. In fact, unlike us, the church in Hanover, you may not know this, will be having a virtual time of communion for the first time this morning. And so that's what we'll be doing this morning. We'll also be celebrating and worshiping at the Lord's table in our Zoom meeting. And now, just a quick word about the sermon, though, and then I'll sign out here. So just a few weeks ago, we came to a section in James on wisdom. And when I heard that Lindsay Whaley, who's one of the elders of our shared churches, was going to be sharing that message for the Hanover congregation, I thought to myself, then I could preach this message for us in New London. But man, if there's anyone that I can think of that I would want our people to hear from on the topic of wisdom, Lindsay Whaley is at the top of that list. And so I would be a fool, the opposite of being wise, by the way, I would be a fool to pass up this opportunity for us. And so it was great to hear from Lindsay, and on the back end, it was great to hear from so many of you how you both enjoyed and really benefited from that message. So I was thankful for that. And then this week I found myself in the very same boat, because honestly, on the short list of those who I would appreciate hearing from, and I would love for us to be hearing from on this particular topic of communion, Pastor Don is at the top of that list. For me personally, it was under his own leadership that I really began to both understand and treasure the table each week. And broadening out from that, just knowing the strength of Pastor Don's background, both in theology and church history, I think that we could all really benefit from learning under his preaching this morning on this topic. And I pray it would be a rich time for all of us. And then one last thought, okay? In light of the things that I've been talking about here, when you're going through your worship guide, during your time of prayer this morning, in addition to other things, of course, would you please take some time to pray for Pastor Don and to pray for Lindsay Whaley and all of the leaders of our joint churches as we continue to navigate and to do our best to lead through these times with the wisdom and with the love of Christ. And I would include myself in that request. That would be so appreciated. So there you go. Looking forward to our time together on Zoom a bit later. Until then, this is Pastor Doug signing out.